Father, we truly just stand in awe of beautiful Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the greatest gift. Thank you that you so loved that you gave him to us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that as the brother said, we beheld him and held him with our hands and touched him. Oh God, that he was able to even lay his head upon your breast. Oh, but God, a better thing to us. Oh, Lord, and the ache to be with you. Oh, it's most precious. God, it's by your Spirit. Lord, it's all your work. God, thank you for that purpose that you purposed in your Son. Lord, thank you that he came, and thank you that he lived, and thank you that he died. Thank you that he ascended. And Lord, thank you for the Holy Ghost, God, the one that this moment is taking more and more of the love of God and shedding it abroad in our hearts. Lord, we are so grateful. And may you just have your way. Lord, may you be magnified in you alone. God, may you increase. And we must decrease. Lord, may we see Jesus only as they saw and as they heard the word of the Lord. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And Lord, you have given us the ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Thank you, God, for your immeasurable grace. In Jesus' name, amen. You open your Bibles with me today. We're going to the 9th chapter of Isaiah. And I'm so grateful to God of the beauty in these couple verses and how applicable they are this morning. But in Isaiah chapter 9, we'll begin reading from verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And I love this portion of Scripture, and I'm confident you do too. Prophesying the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Unto us a child is born. Now that tells you right there of the humanity of Jesus. I'm so grateful to God that we have a risen Savior, the I Am. But praise be to God, very man of very man. He knows you. There's no more personal and personal Savior that you need to get than he became a man. That the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, thank God that sweet Jesus made lower than the angels. But it didn't end there. Because praise be to God, unto us a son is given. the divine one. Praise God, his only begotten son. See, brothers and sisters, the child was born, but the son was given. We're talking about the one who is and always was. I am. We're speaking now of Alpha Omega, given. And he came down. See, we can't even understand the height. But then we can't even understand the depth. As I've been encouraged in heart to rejoice over and over, oh, the all-knowing Father, and what a Father our Father God is. But our beloved Lamb, the Son given, only He knows. Only He knows the sin He became for you. A son is given. Now, you think about the first paramount truth of what he would do and why he came. And this is what the Lord really put upon my heart for this morning. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is not the mess that we have in Washington. Nope. This is not the mess that is in any other man-made government there is. Know this. Oh, no. The government that we're speaking of here was the government of God. The law. The commandments. The ordinances, brothers and sisters. How God had dealt with man from the beginning, and how God would deal with man until the time of the cross. And praise be to God, we read here, and I stroke it with my hands. I'm so thankful for his word. This is his face, his beloved face. But hallelujah, that through the cross, that law would be placed upon his shoulder. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And how wonderful, brothers and sisters, that he bore the cross for you and me. God's government would soon be under the authority of the cross. Praise be to God. Do you realize the gift that they beheld that day? As that brother said, oh, mine eyes, oh, they behold my salvation. This is what he was talking about. Praise be to God, he'd come. The new rule had come. The increase of his government had come. Grace, great grace, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about all of our sins and all of our offenses. Praise his name. In one moment of victory would be wiped clean because of the precious blood that would be shed upon that cross. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Colossians 2:14. And you, get that. Not they, not them, but you. You, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Romans 3:20 through 22. Oh, he wanted to give you some gift today. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, listen to this. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. You going to give it up? I'm here to rejoice in the gift of God that was given to us, a son. A son. the Son. And therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law, my goodness, is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Galatians 6:16. And as many as walk according to this rule. You walking according to this rule? Well, here's what you get. Peace be on them. And mercy and upon the Israel of God. Okay, now I'm going to ask you. What do you think about the increase of his government? Huh? Are you basking in the increase of his government and peace? I pray you are, or you're missing it. You're wasting your time. The increase of his government of grace, of great grace, mercy, oh my goodness, beyond. All because that baby, that son given to you, would come and bear on his shoulder the government of God. See, and that's the beauty of it all. Think of the beauty of what's before us here in this scripture. Without the government of God on his shoulder, nothing would have followed. Nothing. There would be no wonderful, there would be no counselor, there would be no mighty God for us. There would be no everlasting Father to me, no Prince of Peace. It had to be the cross. It had to be the cross that would fulfill it all. I just praise the holy name of Jesus. And brothers and sisters, all because he so loved. God so loved you, that he gave. I pray you're not thinking about how many gifts were under the tree this morning, or how many gifts weren't under the tree because of the economy or whatever. Parents, don't you feel bad this morning? You brought your children to hear this today, and you brought yourself in here by God's grace to hear this today. You've given to your family, and you've given to yourself by his grace everything. Everything. See, this is the love of God. See, look at what the last thing that we read. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. How many times I've just read over that? How many times I was in a choir that just sang through that? How many times over and over did people hear this? And it's so precious. I heard it this morning coming to church. Handel's Messiah. Oh, and that sweet brother in the Lord, as he said, as he went in there, in those days that God just poured it into that vessel. And he came out and he said, I was visited by the Almighty God himself. Amen. Yeah, I believe it. But I'll tell you what, we're being visited today by the Almighty God himself. Now, you think about this. The zeal of the Lord of hosts. See, this is talking about the entirety of heaven itself. I mean, you got the whole package here. It's incredible. Do you realize the backing that you have? No, you don't. You would not sit still if you really knew the backing that you have. What's for you this morning? What's moving you along in your unbelief? In your unfaithfulness? In your orneriness? Hard-headedness? We're talking about the zeal of the Godhead that never would and that never will ever give up in surrounding you and immersing you with this zeal of the Lord of hosts. Backing before and behind, and a hand, praise God, upon you. My goodness. This is the all-powerful love of the Godhead. Zeal. Zeal means passion, means jealousy. He's jealous over you, godly jealousy. Do you understand that? For God so loved the Father God, I so loved you, I gave you everything that I have. And you don't expect me to be jealous over you? You don't expect me to pursue you? You don't expect me to ever leave you alone? I'm your God. And you were bought with the price of my Son, His precious blood, not spilt, oh no, poured out. Poured every bit. Zeal, the love of a husband for a wife. What does this mean to you? Huh? It does matter. But it's not going to change the attitude of the zeal of the Lord of hosts. Nope. Isn't that beautiful? Just waiting. Moment by moment, pouring out this great grace upon us. Do you think maybe God, by your grace, Lord, would you quicken me this day? You've been wanting to all along. But to break up this fallow ground, this hardened heart, this hesitation, whatever it's been in my life, that maybe this Christmas day, I might fall before you, surrendered, broken, hallelujah, contrite, just right for you, God. Oh my, oh my. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know something. There was no stopping this performance. Oh, no. See, it said the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. See, that's a beautiful thing. See, when God says something like that, it's done. It's just done. Praise be to God. I'm so thankful we count Him faithful. But see, the captain of our faith, this is a beautiful thing as you get into the Word of God, was going to bring many sons to glory. That's Hebrews 2:10. Such a wonderful portion of Scripture. And I thrill every time I hear that. Isn't that wonderful? To bring many sons to glory. And as the Lord has brought me on, encouraged my heart in it, and as more light upon light upon light, and as the Spirit continues to minister the things of Christ and make them mine, there's more here. See, it wasn't, brothers and sisters, that he was going to bring many sinners to glory. He was going to bring many sons to glory. Oh, yeah. I told you, this grand Christmas. Awesome. It is so wonderful because, you know, in order to qualify, in order to be made His glory, it said first here, I got to be a son. To bring many sons to glory. Oh, the layers. Just kind of thought we read through that and got it the first time, huh? God help us. Lord, let us just sit at the feet. I'm a dumb sheep. And I need to be real still. I got ADD. I start moving around that house and I missed it. I got to sit real still and hear His voice. And He said to me, He said, you know, honey, I didn't say all sons here, but many. I'd love them all to come to a place to know me like this. But oh, honey, it'd been sweet to fellowship with you. And as the Lord continued to draw this across my heart, brothers and sisters, I was down there just in Texas, just sitting and listening. And really just seeing the holes in His hands. And thinking of that son that was given and His pierced feet. But as the Lord encouraged my heart again, He said, oh, honey, that last completed of the suffering, my wounded side. I can't help but remember His death. Isn't that something? I look at that baby and all I can think of is He came to die for me. What He would do, what He would become. And brothers and sisters, as with God, it's don't miss the best part. I've rejoiced in His hands and I've rejoiced in His feet, but there's becoming a passion for that wounded side. The act that completed it all, that finished everything. It said that they pierced His side. That rib, wounded. Oh my goodness. And what poured out but that blood and water. Oh, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. You're heirs of God. And join heirs if so be that you'll suffer together with me. That you also will reign together with me. And be glorified together with me. But to know Him in the fellowship of His suffering. Now, the government shall be upon His shoulder. How mighty, brothers and sisters. And at that moment that He took it, the increase of the government, His government of grace. Are we increasing in the grace of God this morning? Or by God's grace, are you saying, Lord, I believe this. Lord, thank you again for this line upon line that's been built in my life. That praise be to God, this grace and peace doctrine, there shall be no end. And as I was reading last night on the mantle of a fireplace, for the exceeding riches of His grace, there'll be no end. Oh, the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness to us. My goodness, brothers and sisters, through Jesus Christ, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And why? For unto us a son is given. We got it all. Amen. By God's grace, receive. Receive. It's given on behalf not only to believe on Him, but to suffer for His name's sake. Your name's sake, honeys. You are. Bridegroom. By His grace, He wants to write that upon you. Let Him. Let Him today. As you rejoice, as you go back home, that's why the Son was given to you. He took that government. He took that law. And hallelujah, He nailed it to the cross. And the new rule of peace and mercy, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is with us. For unto us a son is given. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise You this morning. We thank You for, again, the peace and mercy that, Lord, is ours. And as You said, it's not just a peace and a mercy that You left. Oh, no, it's My peace I give unto You. My peace. Now, God, help us to receive it. Help us to embrace this peace this day. God, in Your great, great, great grace, if we're struggling with this morning, if, again, we're distracted in any way of what, not just this day, but what every day is about. It's about a son, hallelujah, is given to us. Thank You for that sweet Son. Thank You, Son of God. Thank You, I am. Thank You, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank You, beloved. Thank You, soon coming bridegroom. Oh, thank You, I am that I am. And we give You and only You the praise and thanks and honor, the joy unspeakable and full of glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.